Macintosh Folklore Radio, written by Andy Hertzfeld and Company, and read by Derek Warren. Hungarian by Andy Hertzfeld. Time frame, January 1982. The Macintosh used the same Motorola 68000 microprocessor as its predecessor, the Lisa, and the team wanted to leverage as much code written for the Lisa as possible. However, most of the Lisa code was written in Pascal and would not fit within the Mac's tighter memory constraints. We needed to write most of our system-oriented code in the most efficient way possible, using the native language of the processor, assembly language. Even so, we could still use code written for the Lisa by hand-translating the Pascal into assembly language. We directly incorporated QuickDraw, Bill Atkinson's amazing bitmapped graphics package, since it was already written mostly in assembly language. We also used the Lisa window and menu managers, which we recoded in assembly from Bill's original Pascal, reducing the size of the resulting code by a factor of 2. Bill's lovely Pascal was a model of clarity, so that was relatively easy to accomplish. The Macintosh lacked the memory mapping hardware prevalent in larger systems, so we needed a way to relocate memory in software to minimize fragmentation as blocks of memory were allocated and freed. The Lisa word processor team had developed a memory manager with relocatable blocks, accessing memory blocks indirectly through handles, so the blocks could be moved as necessary to reduce fragmentation. We decided to use this model for the Macintosh, again by recoding it from Pascal to assembly language. The primary author of the Lisa word processor and its memory manager was Tom Malloy, an original member of the Lisa team and Apple's first recruit from Xerox PARC. Tom had worked on the Bravo word processor at PARC under the leadership of Charles Simone and used many of the techniques that he learned there in his Lisa code. Even though Bud Tribble had to leave the Mac team in December 1981 in order to retain his standing in the MD-PhD program at the University of Washington, he decided that he could still do the initial implementation of the memory manager as we were planning all along, hoping to finish it quickly after he moved back to Seattle, before classes started. He obtained a copy of the memory manager source from Tom Malloy, but he was in for a shock when he began to read the code. The memory manager source code lacked comments, which was disappointing, but the biggest obstacles were the names selected for variables and procedures. All the vowels were gone. Every identifier seemed to be an unpronounceable jumble of consonants, making it much harder to understand the code, since a variable's meaning was far from obvious. We wondered why the code was written in such an odd fashion. What happened to all of the vowels? It turns out that Tom Malloy was greatly influenced by his mentor at Xerox, a strong-willed, eccentric programmer named Charles Simone. Charles was quite a character, holding many strong opinions about the best way to create software, developing and advocating a number of distinctive coding techniques, which Tom brought to the Lisa team. One of the most controversial techniques was a particular method of naming the identifiers used by a program, mandating that the beginning of each variable name be determined by the type of the variable. However, most of the computers in the early 80s restricted the length of variable names, usually to only 8 characters. Since the beginning of each name had to include the type, there weren't enough characters left over to use a meaningful name describing the purpose of the variable. But Charles had a sort of workaround, which was to leave out all of the vowels out of the name. The lack of vowels made programs look like they were written in some inscrutable foreign language. Since Charles Simone was born and raised in Hungary, defecting to the West at age 17, his coding style came to be known as Hungarian. Tom Malloy's memory manager was an outstanding specimen of Hungarian Pascal code, with the identifiers looking like they were chosen by Superman's enemy from the fifth dimension, Mr. McZizbitlik. Bud decided that it would be too error-prone to try to translate the Hungarian memory manager directly into assembly language. First, he made a pass through the code to strip the type prefixes and restore the vowels to all the identifier names so you could read the code without getting a headache, before adding lots of block comments to explain the purpose of various subcomponents. A few weeks later, when Bud came back to attend one of our first retreats, he brought with him a nicely coded, efficient assembly language version of the Memory Manager, complete with easy-to-read variable names, and it immediately became a cornerstone of our rapidly evolving Macintosh operating system.